News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The death toll from wildfires in LA has risen to 10, according to LA County's medical examiner. More than 10,000 structures have been destroyed. At least 180,000 residents ordered to evacuate in California as fast-moving wildfires burning around LA, encircling the city. Think about it, that's over the population of Cork, or around the population of Cork, being told to evacuate. A little earlier, I caught up with Sky News correspondent David Blevins in California. I began by asking him to bring us up to speed on what was happening at that moment in LA.
Well, for the fourth consecutive night, the fires are still raging in this county. A new one seems to pop up all the time. They're named after areas nearby or after the first firefighter on the scene. So the latest fire, the Kenneth Fire, broke out a few hours ago. It took hold very quickly. Officials immediately advised people to evacuate without hesitation, but they have been flat out fighting it, and they are confident they're getting it under control. One thing I think that's worth noting about this latest fire is that it's also an issue for the LAPD, because an unnamed suspect has been arrested close to the scene of that fire on suspicion of arson. That person was detained after local residents called police to express concern, and we've heard a lot about arson over the last few days.
And that is extraordinary. The death toll, it's just been announced in the last hour or so, the death toll has risen to 10 and is expected to rise further, David.
Yes, tragically, the Los Angeles Medical Examiner's Department has confirmed that 10 people have lost their lives in this tragedy. None of the deceased has yet been formally identified. They're just too busy attempting to deal with the fire and to keep people alive, to be quite frank about it at this stage. But they do fear that there are human remains among the debris of so many homes, and have announced today that they're bringing in search and rescue dogs in an attempt to ascertain how many more may have died as a tragic consequence of what we've been witnessing. And it's just incomprehensible for so many people that these fires should spread so quickly and be so unpredictable that people are caught up in them who never expected to be, and with such tragic consequences.
Is there any sign of the weather shifting that could help in relation to putting out these fires?
There is a red weather alert still in place until tomorrow evening Pacific time. So not until then, I think, will there be any real optimism that the weather is going to be on the side of the firefighters. You know that these flames have been fanned by what's called the Santa Ana winds. Those are very dry, hot, dusty winds that blow from the desert basin inland out towards the Pacific Ocean. So they counter the moist air that's blowing in. And they've also had a drought here. There's only been 25 centimetres of rain since May. So the climate and the weather have been significant factors, because whenever the ground is as dry as it is, then the fire spreads very, very quickly.
What's the public mood like? I mean, are people shocked? They're obviously shattered. I mean, and so many people, the death toll is horrendous, but so many people have lost their homes as well.
I think the answer to that question is it depends where exactly you are in the county. In some places where they lost their homes 3 or 4 days ago, the shock has turned to anger. We've heard a lot of criticism of the Californian governor, Gavin Newsom, in terms of water shortages. We've heard a lot of criticism of the mayor of LA, Karen Bass, who cut the fire department budget by $20 million. But here in Altadena, where I am, a suburb on the northern side of LA, where 5 people died and at least 5,000 homes have been destroyed, that's just a provisional estimate, they're not at the point of anger yet. I just heard today despair, absolute heartbreak. People are coming back to what was their family home in many cases for decades, and there's nothing there but ashes, and they just stand in disbelief. One man said to me today, I've been standing here for an hour and a half because this is my home and I can't bear to leave. Another woman told me the extraordinary story of her 85-year-old father. She said he was so convinced the fire wouldn't reach this point, he didn't leave. He went to bed, and she said he died in his bed, and he's still there. I will be haunted by that woman's words for a very long time, because despite all of the political questions, at its heart, this is a story of catastrophic human loss.
Yeah, that was Sky News correspondent David Blevins talking to me just before I came on air. Just an extraordinary story he told there about that woman losing her father in that way. The death toll, as Stephen was saying, as David was saying, up to 10, and hundreds of thousands of people displaced. It's obviously of secondary importance to the death toll, but it has impacted all people in LA, rich and poor. A lot of celebrities who've lost their homes: Billy Crystal, Adam Brophy, James Woods, Spencer Pratt, Anthony Hopkins, John Goodman, Mel Gibson. The list goes on, and the impact on everybody there is, it's horrendous.
It just goes to show you, disasters like this are great levelers, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Yeah,
they certainly
that's
are.
A very sad story indeed that we heard there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.